Hey, it's Anne with your Coaching on the Go. This week, we are going into vision land. We are going to the origins of how you create in your life, and that is your ideas, your thoughts, your ordering. When you're thinking about what you want next, when you are in a situation where you aren't where you want to be and you're wanting more, or when you're just thinking about what more you'd like to create, that is where you're creating. You're getting the hunches, you're getting the ideas. And there was a time in my life when I would just think of those as whimsical ideas. But now I know better. I know that I'm creating right there. I'm taking a paintbrush, I'm taking my ideas as the material that I'm working with, and then I'm drawing with it. I'm creating with it. I'm visualizing. So what do you want? This is the beginning. When you're sitting, when you're taking a walk in your favorite place, when you're feeling inspired and happy and relaxed, what would you like? Where would you like your life to go? Or when you're in the quagmire and you're wanting more, what do you want next? What would you like more of? This is where you get to not feel selfish for wanting more, for wanting to be more, for not being satisfied with what you already have. In our society, there's a real push towards being satisfied. Like, when are you going to be satisfied? When is enough enough? And you can say, never. I'm always growing. I'm always going to be growing. I'm always going to be more than I was yesterday. So here you get the opportunity to do some free ordering up at the order window. And if it feels absurd to you, like you're asking too much, put that off to the side. Comments that come up that are skeptical or judging or looking for how. You're not worried about how today. You're just ordering freely. I would love a new vehicle. This is the vehicle I would love. I would love to live in a bigger home. I would love to have my own business. I would love to take this skill and figure out how to make money with it. I would like to start a nonprofit. I would like to solve this problem. I would love to have more friends in my life. I would like an incredible relationship, partnership, and these are the things that I crave in it. I would love to have an extended family, connect with an extended family. I would love greater relationships with the people in my life right now. I would like to take my skill of cooking and create a dinner club with friends every week, every month. I would like to be in great shape. I would like to be running 10 miles once a week, and running 3 miles a day, 5 other days of the week. You know, start ordering. Write it down. Get in a place where you're relaxed or out of agitation. Allow it to come forth. And that's your assignment today. You get to create a list of what you want. And it comes out of either the contrast of what you're experiencing that you don't like. That's a great place to have it come from, because that's the beauty of contrast. Or it just comes from you relaxing into navigating what's been tapping you on the shoulder. What are you curious about? What do you keep asking about? What does your being keep having you come back to that you've always wanted to create or do? What does not leave you alone? And order it. Step into your fantasy world, because that's where you're creating. It's not fantasy. It's the origins of where you're going next. So take it seriously. Have fun with it, though. Have some joyful rigor around it. And I'm interested, for those of you who are bold enough to take up some space and post it, what are some of the things you want? And be disconnected from how it's going to happen. These are visions based on, they're not based on evidence right now. They're just free, creative thoughts And this is the material of your next chapter in life. So don't take it lightly. And have a beautiful day, sending you love. So I'm adding an addendum here. As I'm talking with you about this, I'm experiencing it myself on my level. I consider myself a high-level master creator. And last night, I'm writing up a proposal for something, to submit something. It's something that I've never done that I'm actually nervous about. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's my next step. And so I revealed to my partner that I was nervous about it. I felt silly about it. And he reminded me what I tell people. You have nothing to feel silly about. And it just, I'm just letting you know, I'm still steeped in the work. That if my idea can't come forward, it's never going to happen. If the part of me that hasn't done it before can't relax enough to allow the part of me that wants to experience it to even step towards it, I'm going to stay in the same spot I've been in. And that's not as satisfying as it could be. I want that lip smacking life satisfaction. And it comes with envision and risk and stepping into the unknown and stepping outside the box and not being in your comfort zone and trusting and being playful. And this is what you get to do. You're not doing anything yet besides just ordering, envisioning. So let it flow, let it rip.